thing and pulling the U.S. out of Syria, but one foreign affairs expert says he's ceding American power to a big enemy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is canceling harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who have taken refuge in churches across the United States. Under a 1996 law, migrants who have failed to heed deportation orders are fined between $300,000 and $500,000. As part of his drive to crack down on illegal immigration, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order in 2017 directing the agency to start collecting that money. But a coalition of immigration lawyers and rights groups representing seven targeted women living in churches called the fines illegal. As Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed U.S. lawmakers' concerns Wednesday about the planned launch of a global digital currency, House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters renewed her call to halt the launch and even suggested the company should be broken up. During testimony before the committee, Zuckerberg acknowledged the planned 2020 rollout is a risky project, but said the cryptocurrency would provide a secure method for millions of Americans who don't have bank accounts to make low-cost fund transfers. This is VOA News. Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of U.S. President